You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into this Wednesday, January 13th edition of the Locked On Rockies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Ryan Latica, and I hope that everybody is having a good work week. We are on hump day, made it to hump day, middle of the week, just gotta make it two more days until the weekend. And boy, these days we sure could use all the time off that we can get. So for today's episode, I want to start off a new series, a schedule preview series. I'm not sure how long this is going to take, how many episodes. I guess it'll probably be around six or seven, just because of how many months there are in the season. But what I want to do is kind of go through, each month of the upcoming 2021 schedule, month by month, kind of, you know, break down all the games that are that the Rockies are scheduled to play. Obviously, whether or not they will play them is another matter entirely. But, you know, there was a report. This is kind of the newsiest thing that's happened in Major League Baseball over the last day or so. But there was a report by USA Today's Bob Nightingale. That said, he reported that Rob Manfred said that we're on track for spring training to start on time, and supposedly we're going to get, or at least they're planning on getting all 162 games in the 2021 season. Whether or not that'll happen is obviously another matter entirely, as I mentioned. But here are a couple quotes from that USA Today story. So Bob Nightingale reported, Major League Baseball was hoping to delay the season by at least a month to provide more time for players and fans to receive COVID-19 vaccinations, enabling fans to get back into ballparks earlier. But the Major League Baseball Players Association vigorously fought it. MLB does not have the legal right to unilaterally delay the start of the season without approval from the union because of the collective bargaining agreement, and the union made it clear it wouldn't accept anything less than 100% pay for the season. Now, obviously, if you paid any attention at all to the 2021 calendar year, that was a pretty big issue that plagued Major League Baseball. And, you know, with regards to trying to get the season started, you know, I mean, they fought for weeks and months at a time just trying to, you know, get the framework for the schedule organized. And by the time that they were able to really do that, Major League Baseball had kind of, you know, secretly attained its goal of not playing as many games in the 2020 season so as to not have to pay the players as much. And obviously, I mean, good for the players. They're trying to get their due. They don't want what happened last year to happen again. So, you know, serious props to the players for not putting up with that for a second straight year. And Bob Nightingale continued on, the 2020 season was limited to just 60 games with players receiving only 37% of their salaries, while Manfred said teams lost $3 billion. And, you know, obviously the big kicker there, players lost almost 40% of their salaries, you know, boo-hoo, crying, you know, play the tiniest violin in the world for the owners, you know, losing $3 billion when, you know, they're, most of them are worth, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars anyway. But, you know, obviously the players are the key aspect for this. We want to see the players get as much of their full salaries as they can. It just, you know, is kind of unfortunate that, it has to work out like this where, you know, they have to kind of force through, for lack of a better term, you know, kind of keep chugging on with 162 games in order, you know, to get the players their full salary. And there was also another story that kind of surfaced as well. Bill Shaken from the LA Times, he reported that Major League Baseball is not going to mandate vaccines or COVID tests for fans to be let into the ballparks in the upcoming 2021 season. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work. And I think that is just going to be a total disaster. I mean, you know, obviously I live in North Dakota up here. I can tell you about my experience, you know, living in North Dakota over the last 2 weeks, however long I've been up here so far. But not a whole lot of people are super concerned about the pandemic. You know, I've seen a whole lot of people not wearing masks around here. And so I can only imagine, you know, just trying to get people to wear masks in the ballpark, let alone, you know, trying to require vaccines or COVID tests for people to be let into the ballpark. There are a lot of people who I'm sure are really not on board with that. So I think that this is just going to be a total disaster. This was a quote from the story from the LA Times. Bill Shaken reported, "The league said teams could decide whether to require proof of vaccination, a negative COVID-19 test, and/or temperature checks, but that MLB did not intend to mandate any of those steps. The league said it anticipated," this is him continuing further on down the article, "the league said it anticipated that state and local authorities would require pod seating, at least at the start of the season, with tickets sold in a pod or group, and at least 6 feet between the groups. If authorities do not require such seating, MLB would have to approve any seating arrangement that would reduce the distance between groups to less than 6 feet." And obviously, I mean, Bill Shaken continues on later saying, you know, Major League Baseball will require face masks at all times, you know, if you're not eating or drinking, or, you know, they're going to try and do their best to social distance in lines for concessions and in the bathrooms. But this is why I think that this will be just kind of a disaster is, I mean, they're just now starting to roll out the COVID-19 vaccines. It's obviously not going out nearly as fast as everybody was anticipating and hoping for. And, you know, I just think that this, it's just going to be super hard to be able to mandate, you know, to keep all these safety measures in effect while fans are in the ballparks, and let alone, you know, a solid group of these fans are going to be of the belief, you know, where they don't want to get vaccinated. They don't want to get tested. They don't want to undergo the temperature checks or anything. They just want to go in and watch baseball. And so I think that all these factors are really kind of working against Major League Baseball in this situation. I mean, if you look at the NBA right now, I'm recording this on Tuesday night. The Nuggets just played their 11th game of the season. The NBA has already had to postpone 4 games in the past week alone due to COVID-19 outbreaks. And they don't even have any fans in the stands. The NBA is not letting anybody into their games at all. It's just really hard for me to see this working out for Major League Baseball, letting people into the stands, not requiring vaccines or COVID-19 tests, for those people that they're letting in, and trying to, you know, trudge forward with a full 162 game slate. I mean, I don't know. I think that there's a lot working against, you know, a season that we're going to be able to see return back to normal. Obviously the NBA perfected the bubble situation in Florida to finish off last year, but they're not in the bubble anymore. And so they're starting to see these COVID-19 outbreaks. We saw what happened in Major League Baseball in just the 60-game season in 2020. The Miami Marlins were calling up guys to make their big league debuts left and right just because, like, they lost more than half their team, I believe, at one point during the 2020 season. And so to try and trudge forward with this 162 game slate, I'm not super optimistic that we're going to get even half of these games in as scheduled in 2021. But they're going to try. And so we'll just have to kind of wait and see how this all shakes out. Obviously we hope that the players and the teams do their best to keep everybody safe. Obviously we hope that at least the majority of people want to try and do their best to keep, you know, to keep other fans safe and the players safe in the stadium, talking about the fans who are going to be apparently let into the stadium. But yeah, just to reiterate, I'm not super optimistic about how this is all going to shake out. But, you know, I guess we'll just have to kind of wait and see on that regard. Before I get started into my schedule preview with the April 2021 schedule, I do want to tell you a little bit about betonline.ag. So the NFL regular season just finished up. With the playoffs just got kicked off this past weekend. And the playoffs are now in full swing. So there is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Again, don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. And I also want to tell you a little bit about rockauto.com as well. With the ever-increasing numbers of automotive makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. They have everything from engine control modules, brake parts, to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpeting. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Locked On Rockies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Ryan Latica, and today will be the first of my schedule preview series, my 2021 Colorado Rockies schedule preview series. So essentially how this is going to work is I will break down each month of the 2021 schedule by episode. So I will start out in this episode with the April 2021 schedule. And we just kind of discussed a little bit the COVID-19 news as it regards to Major League Baseball for the upcoming 2021 season. Again, I'm not sure how many of these 162 games we're going to get in over the course of this year, but they're going to try and play all 162. So, you know, as long as that's the case, I'm going to operate under the assumption that they're going to at least try and get all these 162 games in for the 2021 season. So without further ado, let's begin. I will first begin this, as I mentioned, this schedule preview episode with the April 2021 schedule. So the Colorado Rockies in 2021 will begin their season with a 7-game homestand, a 4-game series at Coors Field against the Los Angeles Dodgers to open up the season. Serendipity on that. The Rockies not being done any favors by whoever's making the schedule at Major League Baseball, being forced to face off against the reigning World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers, as well as the team that has been their daddies for much of their existence. Opening day will be at 2:10 p.m. at Coors Field, 20th and Blake on Thursday, April the 1st. And that 4-game series will comprise of 2 day games as well as 2 night games. And also just kind of an interesting thing, because when I first saw the schedule, I noticed that the Rockies were beginning the season at home, and I knew that hadn't happened in a really long time. And so I decided, you know, just for kicks, to go back and find out when the last time that happened was. And it was on April 1st again, but back in 2011 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Rockies' starting lineup for that game was Dexter Fowler, Seth Smith, Carlos Gonzalez, Troy Tulowitzki, Todd Helton, and then here's a serious remember some dudes: Ty Wigginton, Jose Lopez, Chris Iannetta, and Ubaldo Jimenez in a 7-6 loss to the D-backs at Coors Field. That was the last time that the Rockies opened the season at home. They have opened the season on the road every year from 2011 to 2020, when they opened at the Texas Rangers' new ballpark last year. So that's just a little fun little tidbit of knowledge for you. The Rockies, after that 4-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, they will have a day off on Monday, April the 5th, and then they'll start up a 3-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks from Tuesday, April the 6th to Thursday, April the 8th. Then they will fly out to San Francisco after that last game against the Diamondbacks to begin a 3-game road series at Oracle Park from April the 9th to Sunday, April the 11th. And then they'll have another day off on Monday, second consecutive Monday they'll have off on April the 12th, before they will hit the road south to Chavez Ravine to play the Dodgers for 3 more games from Tuesday, April the 13th to Thursday, April the 15th. And then they will fly back to Denver after that 3rd game against LA to begin a 3-game series at Coors against the New York Mets. That'll be kicking off an 8-game homestand So the Mets will play the Rockies from April the 16th to Sunday, April the 18th. And then they'll have a third consecutive Monday off on April the 19th. They don't have a game for their first three Mondays of the season. So that Monday they'll have off, April the 19th. And then they'll begin a two-game series against the Houston Astros at Coors Field. That'll be from that'll just be on that Tuesday and Wednesday, the 20th and the 21st. And then they'll have yet another day off, their fourth day off of the opening month of the season. That'll be on April the 22nd, that Thursday, before they begin another three-game series at Coors against the Phillies from Friday, April the 23rd to Sunday, April the 25th. And then they will embark on a seven-game road trip. They'll fly back to San Francisco for three games against the Giants at Oracle Park. And then they will make the trek down to Phoenix, Arizona, to play the Diamondbacks again for four games at Chase Field from the 29th to May the 2nd. So let's kind of sum this all up here, because that was a lot of information being thrown at you there. But overall, they're going to play 26 games in 30 days for their first month of the year. They're going to have 4 days off in the first month, which is a little bit excessive, because then it puts a lot of strain on the rest of the schedule. I'm sure as I look forward into the rest of the Rockies schedule, they'll have some pretty daunting stretches without a day off. But 4 days off in the first month of the season, and the Rockies will have an NL West heavy first few weeks, and that's usually the case. I believe it was either 2020 or 2019 where they played the Padres something crazy, like 8 or 9 times in the first couple weeks of the season, and then didn't play them again for another couple months. And that's the case with the Dodgers, but I'll get into that in just a second. So just to break it down by opponent, they'll have 7 games against the Dodgers, 5 against the Arizona Diamondbacks, plus those 2 more in May to finish off that road trip that I mentioned. 6 against the Giants, 3 versus the Mets, 2 against the Astros, and then 3 more against the Philadelphia Phillies. But the first 13 games are against NL West opponents. So those are really crucial games early on. Obviously, they have a lot of chances to make up some, or to, I guess, you know, put some distance between them and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Again, with 7 games early on, the most against any opponent that month. But they don't play the Dodgers again until July the 16th. So it's really crucial for the Rockies to kind of make that good first impression and start off strong, especially against the reigning World Series champions, because, you know, it's just going to be a dogfight with them all season long. And so they have 15 home games, and 11 games on the road. So now here are some of my takes that I take away from this first month of the season. As I mentioned, 4 days off in 1 month is quite a few. It doesn't bode well for later on in the season. And the Rockies, again, will be running through a gauntlet right from the get-go with 9 games against Houston and LA. Those are two teams that they really consistently struggle against. Just to give you some numbers here, the Rockies have gone 7-22 against the Dodgers in the last 2 seasons alone. They've played 29 games against the Dodgers. They've won 7 of them in the last 2 years. And the Dodgers, after winning the World Series and, you know, adding former, you know, AL MVP Mookie Betts to their squad before this year, they also acquired former All-Star closer Corey Knebel from the Milwaukee Brewers. They were able to keep Blake Treinen, the former All-Star closer, and they were able to get Tommy Canley as well. He was a free agent most recently with the New York Yankees. And then you look at the Houston Astros. The Rockies have not won a single game against Houston in the last 2 years. They played 8 games. They've lost all 8. Houston, granted, they did get a little bit weaker. They lost George Springer to free agency. And at the time that I'm recording this, George Springer still has yet to sign somewhere. But Houston has always given the Rockies trouble as well. They've obviously, you know, been super up there with the analytics, you know, trying to always, you know, better their club no matter what. They also got caught up in that cheating scandal, obviously, but that's neither here nor there. And I also want to take a look at the Mets as well. The Mets are new and improved entering the 2021 season, obviously just coming off that blockbuster trade where they acquired Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco from the Cleveland Indians. They were also able to sign James McCann to that huge contract. James McCann has done an incredible job reinventing himself. I believe he was non-tendered or designated for assignment at one point in his career a couple years ago. And now he just signed a huge contract with the New York Mets. He had a big year with the White Sox this past year. The Mets also were able to pick up Trevor May May, and they kept Marcus Stroman as well after he accepted the qualifying offer. So the Mets are a completely new team this year. They also, you know, still have guys like Pete Alonso at first base. Polar Bear Pete, I mean, that dude never stops raking. And the Rockies in 2019, they played six games against the Mets. They were only able to win two of them. And that was without facing all those guys. And so the Mets are certainly going to provide a much tougher test now that Steve Cohen has kind of taken over in Queens. They have a new identity. They have a new direction. The Mets care about winning all of a sudden. They're sick of being the laughingstock of Major League Baseball. And, you know, adding all those guys to, you know, obviously the always great Jacob DeGrom. You know, if you're a Mets fan, you're hoping to see Noah Syndergaard regain that, that kind of Cy Young form. He hasn't won a Cy Young yet, but, you know, I mean, he's shown that dominant form that he can be. And so, I mean, the future is bright for the Mets, and they'll certainly provide a tough test for the Rockies going forward. The Rockies did go 6-1 against the Mets in 2018. But again, you know, the Mets are new and improved, and they've certainly gotten a lot better since then. So the Mets are certainly going to provide a tough test. And finally, the last team I kind of want to highlight from this first month, obviously I don't want to be rambling on for too long here, but the San Francisco Giants. The Giants have been interesting because near the beginning of this kind of quote-unquote contention window for the Rockies, or what was supposed to be a contention window, in 2017 and 2018, the Rockies were unbeatable at Coors Field against the San Francisco Giants, excuse me. But then, you know, after the Rockies kind of, you know, came off that high in 2018 and really plummeted in 2019 and 2020, the Giants have been a much tougher test for the Rockies. Now, the Rockies did have a winning record against San Francisco this past year in 2020, but granted, that was only 60 games, and, you know, it's really hard to take anything meaningful from a 60-game schedule. But the Rockies did have a winning record against the Giants. They went 6-4 against San Francisco in 2020. And then in 2019, though, they lost 12 games. They only won 7 against the Giants 2 years ago. So that adds up to a 13-16 overall record against San Francisco the last couple of years. The Giants haven't done a whole lot this offseason. They did sign the former Reds pitcher Anthony DeSclafani. The Giants went 29-31 in 2020. In 2019, they went 77-85. And so the Giants are kind of a grab bag. They've certainly provided a much tougher test for the Rockies over the last couple years, starting in 2019, than as I mentioned early on in the Rockies contention window. So that'll be a team to kind of keep your eye on as well, if you're a Rockies fan. So that'll just about do it for this first edition of the 2021 schedule preview series. I hope that you enjoyed it. Before I let you go, though, I do want to tell you a little bit about Locked On MLB. Just want to make sure that you know you can join Walking Baseball Encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call him Sully. Every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past. Featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, and insightful analysis of the day's biggest stories, Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. And I want to make sure you know you can follow me on social media as well. You can follow the show on Twitter at LO Rockies. You can also follow my personal Twitter account at Ryan Latica. My last name is spelled LAD as in David, IKA. And again, I hope you enjoyed this first first of the schedule preview series. I hope to see you again. I believe my next episode will be coming up this Friday, so make sure to tune in for that as well. So I hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate you tuning in, and I hope to see you later this week. Take care, everybody.